Okay, RK101 tomorrow, maybe. Just a Bhagavatam, and I don't remember exactly if it's, is it Nikad Makaravatam, something like that. But we anyway start like this, something. But yeah, back to the Bhagavatam, and as we generally start Bhagavatam lectures, as we call them, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then just quickly describe that again, and we spoke about that in the previous episode here. Absolute first line of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which then we always tend to start every Bhagavatam lecture with, which is nice. So now it's time for the, I think, second verse. And what does it say? I mean, it's quite interesting. I can just stand there with my phone waiting for the train, and I can just go to the database on my phone. And we got second verse. Which goes like this: Dharma Projita Kaita Votramarama Nirmatsanam Satan Vedyam Vastavam Matravastu Shivadam Tapatrayam Mulanam Shimati Bhagavati Mahamuni Kriti Kim Vraparairishvara Sadhuri Javarodya Tetra Kritibi Susrushvis Takshana. Oh, I knew that by heart once. Completely rejecting all religious activities, which are and so on. Which are material motivated is part of one proposed the highest truth, which is understandable. Fully pure in heart, the highest truth is where to distinguish from illusion for the welfare of all. What is reality? What is illusion? Question there. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. What are they? This beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by Vyasadeva, yep, in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scriptures? So, Vedanta, this is the natural commentary on Vedanta. So we can speak about that, how the Vedantists are very much Jnanas. But there is Vijnana, there is Bhakti, which is really beyond that level of Jnana. As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this cultural knowledge, this supreme knowledge is established within one's heart. So by culture, it doesn't say knowledge as in terms of Jnana here. So it's about culturing an insight, a realization, a mode and understanding of life and a way of living and a consciousness, actually. So we can talk about that.